This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it's already Wednesday, the 18th. That's the 18th of June, 2003. We're going to have wide open phones, several guests today, and a ton of vital news and information. There is just stacks of it. Yesterday, I talked a little bit about the case in Tulia, Texas, where black ski mask police, this is the Washington Post and the Associated Press I have in front of me, raided and arrested 40-plus people. No drugs were found. The individuals, most of them, had no criminal record, and they were given 20 to 90 years apiece. Turns out that the cop has lied about other people and been caught, framed other people, that he is an outright total criminal. Now, I see reports like this every single week from around the country. In fact, the Texas legislature has at least said they're upset about it, because now it turns out Houston, in thousands of cases, has planted false evidence with their crime lab, DNA and other types of evidence. The FBI was caught last year from Boston to L.A., controlling informants, controlling hitmen, running most of the narcotics. We have a criminal government from top to bottom out of control. And evil gets away with all this because the average good people are ignorant and by the lies of the PR machine that the corrupt crime syndicate owns and controls. Things are getting very serious. By the way, Ashcroft has now said there is a Patriot Act, too, and the Justice Department has released information admitting in their own statements that the Patriot Act 1 and 2 will be used for all crime in all criminal investigations against citizens and everyone. No more Bill of Rights, no more Constitution. And after announcing this, Ashcroft yesterday gives a speech to a group of U.S. attorneys and says, we're not taking anyone's rights. People are lying and saying this is happening. As his own Justice Department in the Washington Times says, it will be used against citizens and for all crime. So that's coming up as well. Hagan wants Clinton to head NATO, not just the United Nations. This is the news of Norway. Senator Graham, quiet about his role on Patriot Act. He claims he's trying to stop Bush and the police state and prior knowledge of 911 when he is an architect of the cover-up. This is how they control paradigms. Also, Zacharias Moussaoui seeks Congress's appearance. He says that the government was funding them, training them, protecting them, and allowed the attacks to take place. Well, it's much worse than that. We know the FBI paid for their cars, their homes, their credit cards. This is MSNBC, Associated Press. We're supposed to forget about this. We're supposed to forget that 9 of the 19 hijackers have been proven to still be alive. Also, Roe wants abortion case reversed. The lady who used the alias, Roe Way to protect her underage capacity, now is a Christian and is against Roe Wade and is petitioning the court, as she is allowed to do because she was a defendant or a plaintiff, in an earlier case. Riots rock Michigan town for second night. State of emergency has been declared. Senator gun grab ultra-socialist Hatch wants the government to be able to access all your computers without a warrant to destroy them if you download any music or video clips of any type, even legal stuff, just everything, every computer hooked into the Pentagon. Nothing to do with terror. Now it's about downloading software or downloading music or movie clips. Also, a New York judge quits after terrorist remark for a woman who was there for parking tickets. CIA takes the charge of the frantic weapons of mass destruction search. Now they're sending Tenet to produce fake information. Turns out those so-called bioweapons mobile labs were for pumping up surveillance dirigibles. Look, big show. Stay with me. You don't want to miss it.
Enzyme Phytonutrient, or EPN, is a new all-in-one combination of enzymes and saccharides necessary for optimal cellular communication. EPN is created using a unique 14-day process resembling human digestion, in which soy seeds are completely assimilated into basic nutrients and natural sweeteners. Enzymes are complex proteins found in digestive juices, causing food to break down at an accelerated rate. Phytonutrients come from plants, which provide important protective substances called phytochemicals. Saccharides are known to be important in cellular communication. 1 tablespoon before each meal is all that is needed. The diseases EPN may be helpful in relieving are too numerous to mention here, so call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for more information about this exciting new dietary supplement. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, it is Wednesday, and the news is just totally overwhelming. I was thinking about this last night. I read stories every month where police go into a school during a drill and fire live rounds into the walls. I have video of crying 8-year-old children crawling around on the floor with police yelling and cussing at them in drills. I read news articles where they announced it's going to be a drill that day, and then at a unnamed time, the police come running into the hallways, the response teams, and any kid that was out getting a drink of water or using the bathroom is slammed to the floor. They've broken their noses. They blow cops' heads off, splatter their brains everywhere. Up in Fort Worth last year, cop of the year. Just last week, they did it again in Florida. There's another case in Michigan. There was another case last year in Michigan, but another case last week in Michigan. I mean, I see these reports all the time. And I try to get in the minds of these cops. How do they go in schools? How do they rough up kids during drills? How do they point machine guns at little girls while they cry? I have video of this in The Road to Tyranny. How do they shoot cops in the head and then no one gets in trouble? I read the reports where they raid a neighborhood, take 46 people to jail, no drugs are found, no drug paraphernalia is found, and all of the 46 get 20 to 90 years in prison for narcotics dealing, and then they find out the cop made it all up. And then he's done this for his whole career, basically. And I see the reports about the FBI running hit teams, using informants as hitmen and collecting the checks for hits and controlling cocaine and heroin dealing. And it's in the Boston newspapers, it's in the AP, but the average American still has no idea about it. I mean, it's not just like the police are making mistakes. I mean, how do they go into a neighborhood in Eugene, Oregon, raid the neighborhood, people with no criminal records, all because a helicopter saw somebody growing something in the backyard, turns out it's a rose garden and a tomato garden, when no drugs are found after they've had a four-hour raid, dragging men's wives around naked in the street, 50 cops, armored vehicles driven by the National Guard. When they don't find any drugs, they go ahead and take the people to jail for potting soil, cooking timers. I mean, how does a cop, when they're at a house, and they say, it's not even an informant's word, oh, the helicopter saw what looked like marijuana growing, and so they go ahead and take you to jail for potting soil. How do cops load families in police cars, shackled, take them to jail when no drugs are found? And then a school teacher walks out, the cops and the armored vehicles and the army are blocking the street, and the teacher says 4 hours into the raid at 7 in the morning, I need to go to school, I'm a teacher. And the cop in a black ski mask with his badge number covered up says, I haven't killed anybody in 2 weeks, and levels his gun on her. I mean, what happened? Where did they find these people? How did they... It's so alien to me to bear false witness and claim somebody's a drug dealer and give them 20 to 90 years in prison when there's no evidence of it. It's so alien to me to have loaded guns and shoot your fellow officers in rage and have blood splattering all over the children, or to shoot a kid in the face in a drill at a school and then nothing happens. And I've got to tell you, folks, it's scary. It is very scary what we're facing. I mean, when I sit here and scan AP and Reuters and major newspapers, stuff that never makes it in the national news, though, stuff that really never even makes it in the newspaper but makes it onto the news wire, and I see the bizarre crimes. I mean, every day there's cops who are caught red-handed on video or by witnesses pulling good-looking women over and ordering them to perform oral sex in the bushes. It happens all the time in Austin. When you find out how the government sells the drugs to the inmates in the prisons, when you find out what they're doing, I just, the level of corruption is very frightening. And then you have Ashcroft now admitting there's a Patriot Act too, and the Justice Department says over the weekend that it releases a report saying we will use Patriot Act for all crime in all prosecutions across the board. And then you read Patriot Act 2 and you find out it destroys the Bill of Rights, what America's all about. And then I see how the BATF's been caught on Patriots' land, planting pipe bombs, framing people. The Supreme Court ruled Monday in the case of Dr. Charles T. Sell, the St. Louis doctor, that they can forcibly drug him, and now they're going to charge him with attempted murder because some FBI informant went in and talked to him and claims that Sell, there's no evidence of this, was planning violent acts. You know, it's all they got to do now is say they heard you plan something violent. They're liars, folks. All the senior people, all the senior major detectives in major cities, almost all of them from our research, are liars who will frame you, who will deal drugs, who will take your property, who will kill you, and nothing will happen to them. They run the hitmen. They run the drugs. They run the prostitution. They're criminals. It's been going on since Prohibition and getting worse and worse every single year. And the average patrol cop isn't a bad person. They're just out collecting revenue, and you try to tell them about this, they'll roll their eyes and Well, yeah, we know about that, but there's nothing we can do. I'm just doing my job. I don't know. It just totally freaks me out to see the level of lying and systemic corruption, and to know that $1 trillion has been looted from the Pentagon, and to see the Carlyle Group buying up the media and TV stations and radio stations and newspapers, and to... My head is spinning. The amount of lies daily cannot even be chronicled. The amount of corruption. I just don't know what to say anymore. I mean, they now admit that from day one, they knew that those two mobile trucks in Iraq that they claimed were bioweapons labs, that the trucks were marked, that our own government has similar trucks, that it is for inflating surveillance dirigibles along the border, that they were used along the border to surveil the Iranians. What do we have on our southern border? Large mobile helium trucks with similar pumps and systems. These were hydrogen trucks because Europe and Asia do not have any stores of helium. They have to use the flammable hydrogen, just like the Hindenburg, the Led Zeppelin. And on our border, for drug interdiction, they have large dirigibles with FLIR cameras and surveillance and radio listening pods. And it turned out that our troops, day one, knew exactly what those trucks were, and that they now, the evidence is showing, mainstream news, covered up, wouldn't let the media shoot video inside at the panels in Arabic that said hydrogen. That's all it was. But they could tell you that it was something else. And our media won't even report on this. It's admitted in Europe, admitted in the BBC, admitted in the Telegraph, admitted in the Times of London, admitted in the Guardian. Maybe in a few news wires here, but it'll never make it in your newspaper. It turns out that the country of Niger never sent nuclear parts to Iraq. Turns out the whole document was fake, made up by this government. They've lied about everything, folks. They're liars. They're criminals. They're overthrowing America. And now they say that they're going to arrest citizens under the new terrorist powers for any crime. Well, I told you that the subsection of Patriot Act 1 said that. I've been screaming that for 20 months since the passage of Patriot Act 1. I read the thing. I sat up at night and read it. And Ashcroft says you're a traitor, you're a terrorist, you aid the terrorist if you talk about phantoms of lost liberty and charges of shredding the Constitution. He says there is no Patriot Act 2, and then gets up 2 weeks ago and says there is a Patriot Act 2. Gets up 13 days ago and says there is a Patriot Act 2. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. It's incredible. And the general public, this is so sophisticated, the amount of lies is so sophisticated, that they can tell you all the baseball or football scores, but they can't tell you what the Bill of Rights or Constitution is. They can't tell you what America is all about. They can't tell you anything. They have no idea, and they trust this government. Well, the trust is slipping rapidly. I'm begging people in the military, in the police agencies, and intelligence, you're not stupid. You've read this stuff. You know what's going on. You've seen it yourself. And this is so corrupt what we're facing. Stop being cowards. Stop going along with this. I know a lot of you are trying to passively not go along with this. I know you're just waiting to get your pensions. But you cannot stand idly by while the greatest country on the face of the earth is flushed down the tubes. I mean, when you read about 46 people arrested, given 20 to 90 years apiece, most of them had no criminal records, and it turns out that the judges and everybody knew it was a fraud, and they had this cop who would just lie about everybody. I mean, when you see this stuff every couple days, and it generally doesn't get national attention, it's scary, folks. It's really scary. But I know this. This is how history works. It's how tyranny works. If we don't stand up now and say no to this corruption now and educate ourselves now, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. I'll come back and get into all the Southern news from around the world. We'll take your calls, so stay with me.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. My websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and InfoWars.net. Check them all out today. But I do want to talk about this system-wide corruption. And, you know, occasionally people get busted in the system for doing it, but it's almost always low-level people, where the massive corruption is in the courts, in the executive, and in the legislative and in the judicial. This is where we see the major institutionalized lying and corruption. And there's a lot of mordido or kickbacks to go around. The private corporations that control the government, that people the government, are looting the government systematically. Take an article in the Statesman over the weekend. It said the governor does have misgivings about new law he just signed, but, well, there was big outrage in the 80s the last time they passed this law, but the federal government has pressured them, so now they've got to do it. And if you take Medicare or Medicaid now, they're going to take your house. Now, wait, it was supposedly welfare, but now you take welfare, the government's going to take your house and make you a ward of the state. See, everything is about the government being predatory. They're passing laws to take your pension funds, saying you don't own them. They're passing laws to take the health care away from the veterans. It's happening. Orrin Hatch says that every computer needs to be tied into the government. They need full access to your computer. And if you download anything, they're going to go ahead and destroy your computer by remote control. Now, think about that insane statement. And they're trying to pass a law to do it. Now, maybe folks haven't heard of the Fourth Amendment, but they got to have a warrant to do something to you, to go in your house or go in your business or go in your daytimer booklet in the front seat of your car and read what you've written. But not anymore. They just say, oh, the Pentagon's going to watch you. The Pentagon's going to destroy your computers. Section 213 of the First Patriot Act, we're going to break in your house, your business, your library. We're going to take whatever files we want. We can leave whatever we want in your house. They've got programs that I've known about for 6-7 years, like the DIRT program, where they send you an email, you open it, when your computer crashes, you reboot it, now they've got your passwords, everything. They're always catching cops and people, stealing folks' bank accounts. The IRS has more fraud than anybody, stealing checks, stealing bank accounts, looting everything. You try to call and complain, you can't charge them, you can't go after them criminally. They just laugh at you. Criminals have gotten smart. They always have throughout history. The smart criminal doesn't put a black mask on and rob your house. No, they go and they join the police force. They become a SWAT team member. They get given black masks, and now they can do whatever they want. A smart criminal becomes an FBI agent. A smart criminal becomes a CIA officer. A smart criminal becomes a DEA agent. And so this has now happened. History's repeated itself. We now have tyranny upon us. The terrorists are carrying out terror attacks to pose as our saviors to legitimize everything they're doing. And I point to the Office of Strategic Influence. The Pentagon tells us last year, oh, we're going to lie to you for your best interest. And then they do. Oh, we got a document. Africa was selling nuclear parts to Iraq. Turns out the whole document's fake. Oh, look at these bioweapons trucks. Got marked all over it. Hydrogen pumping station for surveillance dirigibles, surveillance blimps, surveillance balloons over their border, which every government has. And they knew from day one what it was. They don't care. They're lying to you. And I'll be on a talk show a week from now, and I'll bring this up, and the host will say you're a liar, and callers will say you're a liar, because they'll never hear the government's own admission. They claimed all these weapons labs, all these weapons sites, all lies. Oh, there are lots of declared sites all over the country that got bombed into the Stone Age in 91. They can't show you that because it's all marked U.S. chemical weapons. Given to that CIA thug Saddam Hussein. So this is what we have to look forward to. You know, I've got this article here out of the Washington Post. Prisoners free at last as convictions crumble. The case began before dawn, July 23, 99, when mass police officers began rounding up 46 people in Tulia, all but six of them black, in a town of fewer than 5,000 people. The arrests represented nearly 10% of the black population. In 8 lightning-quick trials, juries with virtually no black members handed down blisteringly tough sentences. Though the sweeps turned up no drugs, weapons, paraphernalia, or other signs of drug dealing. That persuaded most of the other defendants to plead guilty, though many of them swore that they had never sold powdered cocaine to the undercover police officer, an itinerant Texas lawman named Tom Coleman. And then it goes on how they were given 20 to 90 years. It turns out the guy was a liar. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
Couple segments, I just went into the plethora, the giant spectrum of police framing innocent people, police running hitmen operations, police dealing drugs, CIA making up bioweapons labs, and those so-called bioweapons trucks turn out to be systems for filling surveillance dirigibles along the Iraqi-Iranian border. I've never seen such lies. Just corruption across the board. And coming up, Ashcroft, of course, admits Patriot Act 2 now, and now the Justice Department, in an official brief, says, yes, we're going to use the Patriot Act powers for all crimes, not just terrorist cases. You will have no rights. We can secretly arrest you. Everything that was already in the U.S. Code and in the subsections we documented here are now admitted by the Justice Department. But the Justice Department knows you won't go read their statements. You won't go look at the bills. You won't go look at the U.S. Code. So Ashcroft was on TV yesterday saying, again, people are aiding terrorists that say we're taking your rights. This is only for foreigners. When his own Justice Department admits it's for citizens, it's for everybody. And I want to make it clear, folks, that the government carries out the terrorism. The government buries pipe bombs on people's land to frame them. They've been caught doing it. The government plants the drugs. The government doesn't even need to plant drugs now. They'll arrest you for potting soil or cooking timers and say it's drug-related, say it's drug paraphernalia, and give you 20 to 90 years in prison. They'll take your farm. They'll take your ranch. They'll laugh about it. They'll get part of the money off of it, the cops that actually do it. This is the new America, ladies and gentlemen. And it's so important that we state the facts on the record that they are carrying out the terror, that they are the violent ones, that they are the illegitimate government. Let's go ahead and take some calls, and then I want to get into all this other news, and believe me, there's a lot of it. Hagan wants Clinton to head NATO, not just the UN. One of Norway's most highly profiled and right-wing politicians, Carl Hagen, is urging the nomination of former U.S. President Clinton as the new NATO boss. Of course, so-called neocons love Clinton. Just like Hillary loved the war on Iraq. She loves gun control, so does Bush. Senator Graham, quiet about his role on Patriot Act. Claims he's all against it. He helped write it. See, this is how they control the paradigm by controlling both sides. Moussaoui seeks Congress appearance. The only man charged in the connection with the September 11th attacks has asked to testify before the U.S. Congress. Zacharias Moussaoui claims that he and the suspected hijackers were under the surveillance of the FBI before September 11th and that the U.S. intelligence agencies allowed the attacks to happen. Now, wait a minute. We know that the cars and houses and credit cards were paid for by the FBI. That's Associated Press, MSNBC. That's admitted mainstream news. They admit they trained them at U.S. bases. They admit that the head of Pakistani intelligence met with the heads of Congress, wired money to Muhammad Atta. They admit that the CIA shepherded al-Qaeda to meetings in Malaysia and other countries, made sure that the INS gave them passes, visas back into the U.S., despite the fact they were on the terrorist watch list. Folks, they were just patsies to be seen at the scene of the crime. The globalists carried out the attacks. Roe wants abortion case reversed. Riots rock Michigan town second night. on InfoWars.com. We've got a photo from a few miles away of the town as it burns. The people are tired of the police killing them. Again, Hatch takes aim at illegal downloading. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee said Tuesday he favors developing new technology to remotely destroy the computers of people who illegally download music from the Internet. New York judge quits over terrorist remark. CIA takes charge of frantic weapons of mass destruction search. Don't worry, Tenet will find them. Iranian leaders under fire on domestic front. Warnings over nuke program. They say the war may go ahead and start. They're getting us ready for that. And the CIA now admits they have destabilized Iran with the rioting. UK seeks EU ultimatum on Iran's arms. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go to calls. Let's talk to Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
I just wanted to kind of follow the money here a little bit, if we could. This thing with Ashcroft, he's a real interesting character, and I'm so glad you're exposing him. But, you know, I exposed something to somebody that kind of protects him. And he was questioned on the idea of the Department of Justice Gay Pride event. That was exposed, but I guess recently it must have been truly exposed because I guess it's coming up again. And I questioned his support of that, and I got back. It was in a Clinton initiative, and it's been repealed that they'll be involved with that. And I thought, oh, okay, so we're going to blame it on Clinton. He did it. And here we go again. We'll just do that. So then people go back to sleep. Next thing I read in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, that this is Wednesday, June 11th, that actually Ashcroft had promised during his Senate confirmation hearings in 2001 he would continue to allow DOJ Pride to hold their event. It's just that now, I guess, because of the heat, he's going to make them pay for it. But, you know, it's just interesting. It's, when you come up against, just like you said, these people are doing this to us, but their credibility is promoted by people who are just learning how to, you know, move the system to make people accept. But anyways, they had a question on C-SPAN this morning about, there's a congressman from another state, I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but he was talking about how we should change the law about tolls for the highways and be able to put more tolls on the highways now to pay for the poor roads that, you know, aren't getting fixed and things like that. And then also there's the gasoline tax. And I thought, this is something we can do together. We can remind them that, you know, under the ICT, I believe it's the acronym ISTEA, the Intercontinental Transit Funding, I had gone to my congressman years ago, Senator Rick Santorum, Congressman John Martha, and I'm sure there were others, about the fact that we fund Rails to Trails. Now, what has Rails to Trails spun off? We have more costs in our communities. We have more lawsuits because they're going through, you know, yards and farms. We have more.
You need to give folks details of what you're talking about. If I don't know what you're talking about, I assure you the listeners don't.
Okay, I'm talking about that while they want us to raise our gasoline taxes in order to pay for more highways, I think they should be accountable to why they use the money for recreation.
And then they're not putting in more highways with the money. They're using it for gun-grabbing groups, environmental land grabs,
right.
You name it.
Right. So, you know, let them explain to us before they continue on, because they love pleasing, the people that want these recreational places and more environmental control.
It has nothing to do with recreational places. It's all a big land grab. Thanks for the call, Regina. Let me just make a point about this. If I may, we have the federal plan. Why listen to what congressmen have to say? Why listen to their lies, their propaganda? The National Seatbelt Initiative Plan, billions of dollars a year of funding, passed by Congress and funded each subsequent year since 98, says in Part 3 of the four-part plan, it's in my film Police State 2000, that they plan to put hardened checkpoints into the roads for internal passports at the state lines and going into major cities, and that your cars will all be searched at these checkpoints. They will have national compulsory service, the, quote, compulsory volunteers, more doublespeak, you have to volunteer, will be there to help search your car. They will have state police and federal police there, and the highway tolls will fund these internal checkpoints. Now, if you've driven on internal checkpoints in New Jersey or Kansas or Oklahoma or many other states, and I've been through these, they have highway dividers on both sides. You cannot exit into the small towns off the roads, which kills them. In the middle of the highway, they will build rest stops and McDonald's and have a checkpoint built and have the state police there. This is the system, okay? And they've said, San Francisco said you got to have an RFID tracker switch in your car to use the toll roads in the Bay Area. Now they announce, okay, to have a car period in the Bay Area, you got to have this little tracker. We're putting in radio readers on all the roads. We're going to start tracking and tracing you. They said that 6 months ago. Last Monday they announced we're going to start taxing you. We're going to make the whole city a toll road. And you'll have to have money in an account or a digital draft system. And we're going to take money out of your account to drive on any of the roads. And, of course, the byproduct of that is they're going to track and trace everywhere you go and what you do off of thousands of radio readers on the sides of the roads. So it's public. They're going to track you and tax you with RFID. They're going to tax and trace you using satellite tracker boxes, which they want to put in your cars. The hardware is already in the new cars. Then they just put a $25 interface into it and start taxing you. The gas stations are going to put in an interface for it. When you get gas, you're going to have to plug your car in to make sure that you haven't changed the calibrations. Total destruction of the Fourth Amendment, total destruction of all freedom, total tracking and tracing, total taxation. So good points, Regina. And they're using our highway funds to destroy our highways. You know they're tearing out highways in Texas, farm roads. You know they're narrowing them. So, yes, this is what it's all about. To have a car is going to be an extreme luxury. You're going to pay massive taxes to have it. And they know you love your cars. They know you'll pay to have it. This is the new America. All right, Dylan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate your service to us today. I'm just trying to get information out to as many friends and family as I can. I've been trying to pull up the Patriot Act. I just want to look at the actual document.
Thomas.loc.gov, H.R. 3162 is the bill. You can find it in about 45 seconds.
Thomas.loc.com.
.gov.
Okay.
Gov.
And what is the number of the bill?
H.R. 3162.
H.R. 3162.
Go to InfoWars.com. Go to the Patriot Act 2 section. The bottom of my five-page analysis, I have a link to our original analysis of Patriot Act 1, subsections of the bill saved, right off Thomas, Library of Congress. Also, you can download Patriot Act 2 in its entirety, or you can simply go to thomas.loc.gov and type in S-22, and you'll want to read the 2003 version.
All right, thanks a lot, Alex.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Thank you very much.
You bet. Anything else on your mind?
God bless you, and let's try to save this country.
All right, thank you for the call. Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, and I hope you'll please allow me to say a few words about your videos, but first I'd like to let the other listeners know why I occasionally call in to promote your outstanding film documentaries. You see, I spent almost 26 years in the intelligence community, 20 of that U.S. Air Force and U.S. Army. And, Alex, in the late 1970s, as an Army warrant officer, I twice went to Königstein, Germany, for what they called total immersion in the intensive Russian language training. Our Russian teachers were living in various parts of Europe after having fled the Soviet police state. One of my teachers took a liking to me, and I got invited to some late-evening get-togethers that were for teachers only. I was the sole exception as a student. And at these gatherings, the vodka would flow, and at times so would the tears, and sometimes these things lasted till 1 to 2 a.m., and the horror stories of relatives and friends of these teachers who were tortured, many tortured to death, who rotted in filthy death camps, slave labor camps, and or who disappeared forever, that they never knew what happened to them, or who were summarily executed without a trial by jury. My one male teacher in his 60s had a scar that ran down vertically, his entire front of his face that he received from some petty police state thug when this teacher was a teenager, and he didn't jump high enough when the police state thug said to jump. And Alex, almost everything that happened to these friends and relatives of these Russian teachers of mine, I see happening today, right now, in our own republic. And that's why I think it's so critical to get your great videos. And as far as I'm concerned, Alex, they're the best informational tools available into the hands of our police, military, intel personnel, teachers, and our youth. And I think you'll remember Solzhenitsyn's quote, Alex, of how he said how we sat and we burned in our hearts in the camps thinking, what if we had resisted? What if? And I think we're all, many Americans are going to do the same thing. They're going to have relatives that are going to disappear under Homeland Security and these Patriot Act bills that you're never going to hear from again. And many of us are going to wish that we had done more when we could. And I don't know, and I don't think any of us do, Alex, exactly when the hammer is totally going to fall. But I can say this, and I think you'll agree, Alex, is that every morning we wake up, we're 24 hours closer to that day. And so I highly recommend, I beg everyone that's listening, if you haven't gotten Alex's tapes, if you've got friends or relatives in the military, police, and intel agencies, please get Alex's three police state videos. Make at least 10 copies of each and hand out a free packet. Distribute them free to those folks.
Well, let me just say this, Daryl, and I appreciate your eloquent comments. They are trying to institute something worse than Soviet Russia. They've written the laws. They've passed them. But there still are a lot of good people in government who are not going along with it. The problem is they're replacing them. A lot of our police force and intelligence force are former third world thugs. The deputy head of the Justice Department, many of these people, a lot of them are admitted former communist thugs. They've hired the former head of the KGB to, quote, help run Homeland Security. That's mainstream news now. They're trying to set this up, but they're going to have a lot of problems. And by speaking out, by saying no, they can't get away with this. And we are in a death struggle with these people. And so many say, yeah, we know you're right. We know this is true. That's why we're keeping our mouths shut. Folks, they feed on innocent people who own property, who have businesses, who have served them. They seem to feed on those that don't resist them even more readily than those that go along with them. Lenin said that was the essence of the Red Terror.
Alex, one of the key things your video hits, especially the latest one, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, is the torture issue. And it's critical that people get that word out. They're training a cadre of our own people in the military, as you've eloquently pointed out, down in Guantanamo Bay. I mean, when you start training a cadre to torture people, then it's a very slippery slope from the terrorists and the foreigners to Americans that are hauled away.
Daryl, I'll hold you over if need be. But before 911, Firearms and Weapons of Law Enforcement, April issue, had a whole article of how good torture it is, and maybe it should be used in all cases. And now they say the Patriot Act powers are for all crimes and will be used.
And what are we doing? Going back to the days of the Inquisition where it's okay to torture people to get, quote, information. And Alex, your videos are great, and I, again, just beg everybody, get those videos. If you have friends and relatives...
Daryl, stay there, because I want to hear more from you about what these former people that were in Russia were saying about the system. I mean, if you've read history, folks, you look at what's happening now, it's a mirror image.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
It is the definition of tyranny when you have a corrupt government, corrupt agencies at all levels, setting up their own criminal enterprise, their own little criminal empires, and then no one can stop them. There's no justice. And for every one case you hear of cops framing people and dealing drugs and murdering people and killing good cops, there are hundreds of other cases you didn't hear about. Going back to Daryl in Pennsylvania, Daryl, some of the trends you were talking about, what Alexander Schultz and Nietzsche described, those are not starting to develop, have developed here, and under this new Patriot Act, they just grab you, drag you away, you're never seen again, and now they're saying it's to be used for all crimes. I have the Washington Times article here. What would you say to that development? We could read the bill and see what they were doing and say it on air a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. But now to have them admitting it, that is scary. Why do you think they're having to admit it now?
They're deliberately leaking some of the stuff to scare us. As you've pointed out many times, they just like to let you know what they're doing, leave their calling card. But I also think, Alex, that they're trying to move so fast right now that some of the stuff accidentally comes out too, and you'd, like you've mentioned too, that they've got some people compartmentalized that find out about this stuff, good folks that do release the information. But if I could motivate people to buy your videos, the one thing that I could point out the most was that the tears and the hurt looks in their faces, Alex, were not so much over their loved ones and friends who had died in the camps. At least they knew what happened to them. The greatest hurt was over the fact that they knew that there were people that had been tortured, moved around from camp to camp. They still had people back in the Soviet Union that they were having trying to track down these people. They couldn't find them. And I would beg all Americans to think, try to imagine the hurt of knowing that your loved one's in a slave labor camp. If they're females, I can't even describe over the air what they do to the females that are halfway decent looking. What if it's your sister? What if it's your mother? What if it's your aunt or something? What if it's your son? What are you going to do when under Homeland Security and the Patriot Act, they come and haul off a couple of your loved ones and you don't know where they are? They don't have to tell you where they are. If you even ask, you can be charged as a terrorist.
Daryl, there's one thing holding them back, a couple things, that we're active, that we're informed, that we still have alternative media, and that we have our Second Amendment. They would move in a second if they had that and if they had the personnel that would carry it out. the brainwashed personnel. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Alex.
And since Daryl mentions it, I will tell you, yes, I produced 9 films. Yes, they unlock minds. And yes, you need to get them. Police State, 3 Total Enslavement is a new film. I have 911, The Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. My book is Descent into Tyranny. They're all excellent. Big discounts if you get 3 or more of any of the 9 videos. They drop down to 20 from $25.95. Call toll free to get the films and to make copies and to start waking America up. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or net to order via our secure online shopping cart. So that's Infowars.com or net or 1-888-253-3139 or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Already, the biggest part of our economy is the prisons. And private individuals and government own them. You see what that's a recipe for. The tyranny's already here. It's not coming. It's what degree will you accept? We'll be right back with the second hour with a lot of more news and Barney and Chris and others' calls. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium from LCM.